Hey guys, welcome to my podcast, the original podcast, a podcast. I have a podcast now. I think that's literally insane. I never thought I'd have a podcast, but here I am. I have a mic. I am extremely bored. My work ends at 9 a.m. in the morning, and I have nothing else to do with the rest of my day. So I have a podcast, and I'm gonna use it as my new hobby. So I'm taking you along with me because why not? So a little bit of who I am. I guess we'll start this first episode by talking about who you're listening to. Duh. So my name is Janelle. Janelle Claudio, Jean Claudio on Instagram. Haha, shameless plug. But I'm 22 years old. I'm from San Diego, California. I am currently an English language teacher. I work from home, so I teach online. It's complicated, but not really. But I am now in Gulfport, Mississippi, because I am also on that Navy wife life. And the Navy brought us to the South. And being that it is so different from California, where I mean, California, you have a lot to do, and there's a lot of everything. Over here, there's a lot of nothing. No offense to people here. But I'm saying, like, compared to California, there isn't as much to do here. And so with that, I have a podcast. And I guess the one thing that fulfills my day-to-day, aside from, I mean, like, my husband comes home, we hang out, aside from that is I have my little puppy dog, and I am a proud, very, very proud puppy mother. No one comes for my dog. I will come for you. Anyways, so I guess my goal in creating this podcast, or at least for this particular episode, is to express my opinion on a balanced lifestyle that prioritizes happiness and health. I was going to say to promote a balanced lifestyle, blah, 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 blah. But I think when you say promote, it kind of insinuates that I know something that is correct, that what I'm doing is right. And I honestly don't know if what I'm doing is right, because it works for me sometimes, it doesn't work in other times. But this is just my lifestyle at the moment. This is just how I navigate my crazy life right now. And I thought it was worth sharing. I don't know, I'm bored, so why not? To get things started, I want to talk a little bit about my interests, because it kind of ties in with what I'm going to talk about today. So my current interest, obsession right now is overall wellness. And what I mean by that is mind, body, and soul. I'm so sorry if you guys can hear that little jingling in the back. It's my dog. He just woke up from his nap. He's walking around right now. His little tag jingles. Hi, Jax. Hi, you're right by the mic. Okay, can you sit down and just listen to mama? Okay. Anyways, so mind, body, and soul. To quickly define the three from my own understanding and my approach to it, I want to talk about mind in the sense of mental health. So just mental health in general. With body, it's fitness, healthy eating, I guess spirituality, faith. No, that ties in with soul. No, soul is the journey to maximize my true potential. So I've been navigating the spaces of spirituality, faith, to find what I truly believe in, what best fits me. And overall, I just aim to create a life that is full of happiness and health. Not really full, because life isn't like that, but a life that focuses on happiness and health. Now, I kind of want to break down the three mind, body, and soul ideas into the where I was portion and the where I am currently. And that's not to say that where I am currently is the greatest, peachiest place in the world, because it's really not. But it is better than where I was 6 months ago, a year ago, even 5 years ago. I truly think that I'm evolving in the direction that I want to. I do, like, slip here and there, like, and not just slip, like, I literally faceplant onto the ground, and the ground cracks open, and I sink into the abyss. But, other than that, it's chill. So let's start with mind. I want to talk about the period of college, which was 4 years. I was in a place of utmost confusion, extremely lost. My mind was super cluttered because society says I'm in an age where I should be finding who I am. And that is reinforced by what happens naturally in college. Now, most of my friends, most of my influences were in college as well. And a lot of them went to more fun colleges than I did, that's for sure. And obviously, they were having the experience of a lifetime joining these organizations, expanding their network and all that. I didn't have the same experience. So it kind of left me wondering, when is it finally going to pick up for me? And it wasn't just in that area that I felt very lost. At the same time, I felt very stagnant in who I was. I didn't particularly have a, you could say, like a role model, an inspiration of who I wanted to model my life after. I'm just gonna go into this example. So all throughout last year, my husband, he is super into reading. He wasn't ever into reading, all right? Like, was never into it. One day, we walked into Barnes & Noble, because for me, I liked the vibe of it. I guess he did too. So we walked in. He randomly picked up a book called, I believe it was called 12 Rules of Life, Rules of Life by David Peterson. And he never put it down. He's still reading it up to this day. And it's not because he's a slow reader. It's because he really does take the time to read and digest and reflect on what he's reading. And so that completely changed him as a person in all the best ways. It kickstarted a drive to evolve for him. So there he was evolving, right? And there were my friends in college evolving as well. My brothers were around the age where they're starting to, one of them's already in college. He started college 2 years after me. So he went in UCLA evolving, right? And the same goes with my sister's in-law. They went through their phase of life where they really grew. So everyone around me was growing at a rate that wasn't even close to the rate I was growing. I was literally the slowest bloomer in the field, all right? I was stagnant. And it frustrated me because growing up, I was always, at least academically, I was always looking for the next thing, the next challenge, and I welcomed that challenge. When college hit, I had a really hard time embracing the suck, as my husband calls it, embracing the suck. I had a really hard time because for me personally, I can embrace the suck as long as I'm passionate about it. I was not passionate about this at all. Like, not even in the slightest bit. I hated it. I truly hated it. So it left me in a space of being stagnant. I wasn't growing spiritually, emotionally, mentally. I was growing physically because I was just eating and eating and eating. And that left me in a spiral of just, I hate everything. That was basically where I was. And that ties into, as I mentioned, the eating and eating and eating, body-wise, where I was with my physical health was the absolute worst I've ever been in my life. And don't worry, guys, this gets positive. I promise you, I'm just trying to paint a picture. It is crucial. You need the little before to understand the after, okay? So the body part, I I had difficulty gaining weight all throughout high school. I literally could eat anything and everything and not gain a single pound. In fact, I would lose weight, which was crazy, and it probably wasn't even healthy. I was literally like 5'4", 90 pounds up until I was 18. And then college hit, and all the stresses of college hit, not to mention I worked at the same time all throughout college. I suddenly, like, you know the freshman 15 thing? It was freshman 50 for me, okay? And not just over the whole year of freshman year. It was in such a short amount of time, and I'm talking about like 3 months, 6 months. I basically blew up, okay? And that was insane. It happened so fast. I literally was like, holy crap, who am I? I don't even recognize who I am. All of that and the fact that I wasn't even growing mentally, I felt like I was absolutely lost. Just absolutely lost. And as far as soul, I wasn't inspired. I didn't have any role models, nor did I know where to find one. I was in a space of absolute despair and loss, and it spiraled for me for the longest time. So now I kind of want to transition into the where I am now portion, okay? Now, coming from all that crap that was the past few years of my life, I got to a point where I thought, what is the one common factor among all these people who were evolving? What is the one thing that I observe that they have and I don't? And that is, they were doing it for themselves. All right, so when you think about it, with school, okay, all my friends, they were passionate about their future careers. And that's what I thought. I thought I needed to figure out what I want for me. And what I want for me should not be a reflection of what people think I should have. But I'm really going to prioritize myself too. You know, I'm going to add myself to my list of priorities. I'm even going to put it at the top. Okay? Because if I am cluttered, if I am broken, hell, everyone else around me is gonna break. So with mind and soul wise, I really put in an active effort to find at least a role model who I want to be. And back then, it was the idea of finding a role model. Now it was more of, I need to find a template. And a template doesn't necessarily mean I'm going to follow it through and through. It's a path. But you fill in the blanks in the template, right? I fill it in with whatever I want. One day, I stumbled upon a fantastic YouTuber called Renee Amberg. She talks a lot about spirituality, mental health, productivity, and all that. And her life just looked so peaceful. And for the longest time, that is all I wanted to feel, was peace. And so I thought, how is she cultivating a peaceful mindset? And so I watched this video of hers. I believe it's called the 5 a.m. morning routine. It's beautiful. And I thought, I want to emulate that to the best of my abilities and see if it really does work for me, because it seemed to work for her. So I thought, if I emulated that, would I be that? And I began there. From Renee Amberg, I found everybody else who inspired me to lead a lifestyle centered on peace, happiness, and love for myself, right? So that led me to finding Sarah's Day on YouTube. That led me to finding Whitney Simmons, Chrissy Chella. And the last two in particular, Whitney Simmons and Chrissy Chella, are who kickstarted my fitness journey. Okay, so to end mind and soul, I still struggle at times, and that's normal, and I embrace that. But now I have a clear picture of the path I want to be on. I'm very much excited now, because now I have tools. I have ideas. I'm inspired, which also kickstarted my body transformation. It's not, like, I don't say transformation, like, oh my God, I lost all the weight. But no, I developed a love for fitness, healthy eating, and it was a wild journey. It's still an ongoing journey, but it is a journey. And the fact that I have it as a journey alone is a great thing, because back then it wasn't even a thing for me. But now that I'm on a fitness journey, it's amazing, because I'm so grateful to even be on this journey. So to start with that, I discovered Winnie Simmons and Chrissy Chella, and they really helped me create workout plans, a schedule that best fits my lifestyle, best fits my goals. It also caters to my interests. And discovering their YouTube channels, it really helped me get into the fitness aspect. And with that, I started to be conscious about my food. I started to pick healthier foods. I cut out rice for the most part. But yeah, so that led to a whole transformation with how I eat. It's finding substitutes for unhealthy products. For example, I try to cut out dairy as much as possible. And I say as much as possible because I love cheese, and I'm not going to deprive myself of something that I love, especially when I'm literally not going to die if I eat cheese. It's just a matter of, is it like the healthiest thing for me? No, but I still want to enjoy myself. So I do eat cheese, but where I can cut the dairy and I really don't need the dairy, for example, with creamer, I have like coconut creamer instead of half and half. It's fine. It still tastes good. It's not the same, but it still tastes good. And at the end of the day, if I'm full after my meal, does it really matter if I ate dairy? No. So now, like, what was at the forefront for the past few months is my fitness journey. And that really helped me mentally, because I was starting to feel like myself again. Because get this, I have more control now of how I look. And that control really translated into me gaining control of everything else in my life. As far as soul, I've always said that everyone should maximize their true potential. I think that goes hand in hand with finding a purpose, finding a drive in life. And truly for me, like for those of y'all who know me, you'd be so shook when I say this, but what kickstarted off my path to feeling peaceful, to living peaceful, wasn't the fitness. It wasn't the goals. It was, and truly, like, I'm not even kidding, in reading the Bible. Middle of the year, a great friend of mine decided to visit my area because I moved like 2 hours away from where she lives. She visited the area with her family and she invited me to go to church with her. So I went. And boom, peaceful. That was the moment where I realized, like, no, I need help. I can't do this alone. I need a mentor. And that mentor for me became reading the Bible and listening. That is what transformed everything for me. I can't even describe the amount of peace I feel now compared to then, all because of developing my faith. I was getting my body back together, but there was still something missing, and that was peace. And that was the one thing I wanted. And I truly can say that this is a pathway for it, or at least for me, you know, like it's not going to work for everybody, and that's totally fine. That's what works for me. And that is what keeps me on this path. That's why I said I slip and fall sometimes, and that fall leads me like off a cliff. But no, you know, I'm at the bottom of the cliff, broken and stuff, and then, like, I read the Bible, and he walks in, and he's like, yep, get up, let's keep walking, and I'm like, okay, let's keep walking. No one's gonna go into that bottom of that cliff with me, pick me up, and tell me to keep walking. Yo, I'm, like, I'm tripping right now with what I just said. I'm tripping right now. Like, I need to publish this stat so y'all can hear it and hear the passion in my soul. Truly, I'm very grateful where I am. I'm grateful to be me and to love myself and to have found this new journey of spirituality and faith. I don't even have any parting words or parting advice for you guys, because I don't want to be one of those people that's just like, oh my God, it gets better. Because, you know, honestly, what if it doesn't? Life is full of suffering, but the whole point of it is finding the suffering that you would suffer for, that you are passionate about, finding what's worth it to fight for. I guess that's a good place to end this cute little podcast. I don't even know how long this is. I still have to edit the clips because I feel like I said and I paused a lot and I stumbled a lot. Like, all of a sudden I can't speak English. I really do hope to continue and talk more, but I also don't want to be like, I'll be back next week, because what if I don't have content to talk about? You know, like, I work from home, I live at home. So drop some suggestions, give me some ideas of what you think I should talk about. If you have any questions on my life, if you want me to delve deeper into, you know, specific aspects of my overall wellness, I guess you could say theory, you know, hit me up on it. Thank you guys so much for listening. It really does mean the world that you're listening, because it's my story and I'm really happy that people are hearing it. And with that, I say boy and see you in the next podcast. What the? Bye.